You're listening to SBS News.
The Trump administration's desire to add a question about citizenship into the US Census in 2020 has been controversial. Speaking after the Supreme Court initially ruled against introducing the question, House of Representatives Speaker and leading Democrat Nancy Pelosi said it was part of a plan to make America white again.
The Supreme Court did not rule in their favor because they said the administration did not give sufficient evidence as to why the census citizenship question should be there. So they kicked the can, and then the administration said, okay, we won't put it on there, and then the president injected himself into this. But this is about keeping, make America white again. They want to make sure that people, certain people, are counted. It's really disgraceful, and it's not what our founders had in mind.
Democrat Senator for Illinois Dick Durbin says there is a purpose behind the White House's repeated attempts to get the citizenship question onto the census.
After four different failed attempts, we now know why the real reason for putting the citizenship question on the census: to discourage Hispanic Americans from answering the questionnaire. Why would they be discouraged? For fear the Trump administration would use that information to investigate their families and possibly deport one of their relatives. That's a simple fact of life in the politics of Donald Trump. That's what he's setting out to do.
Senator Durbin says there is a financial consequence for his state because Illinois gets federal funding based on how many people live there, not just on how many citizens live there. If those people aren't counted, the state loses nearly $2,000 a year in funding per person. President Trump has now abandoned his bid to demand citizenship details from the census, instead directing federal agencies to try to compile the same information using existing databases. He says he will leave no stone unturned.
I stand before you to outline new steps my administration is taking to ensure that citizenship is counted so that we know how many citizens we have in the United States. Make sense? We will defend the right of the American people to know the full facts about the population, size of citizens and non-citizens in America.
He says he thinks this will give the White House a more complete count of citizens than through asking the single census question alone.
Today I will be issuing an executive order to put this very plan into effect immediately. I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, says the president is not someone who will allow the Supreme Court to stop him doing something that he feels is important for him to do.
I think the president, of course, is pushing everyone in the White House and the Department of Justice to find all the various ways he can act. So I think you can expect to see that. He's not a wallflower, and you can expect his determination to carry that forward. And we'll see what the courts say, but I don't have any doubt about the president's determination in that regard.
Mr. Cuccinelli says he is sure that a nationwide immigration sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally is going to happen. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.